Hey folks, Dan Frew here with your market update for February 3rd. And today we got a head scratcher. Okay, what we're going to talk about is we got consumer inflation yesterday, and it was hotter than expected, and mortgage rates, well, they spiked. Look at the ARM rate over there. It was up almost 0.5%. And now today we got the producer inflation numbers, and they came in a little bit higher than expected, and the market's rallying right now. So it's basically a head scratcher. So that's what we're going to talk about today. What in the world's going on? All right, my name is Dan Frio, where our slogan here is one application. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. Plus, I have a video coming out to basically show you behind the curtain what we truly do here and how we do things. So without further ado, let's get over these things. Here's where rates are right now. This is old news at this point. Here's what we're looking at right now. Wholesale prices rose 0.4 in January, more than expected. Okay, same thing happened yesterday with the consumer inflation, and their markets just got clobbered. But let's get over to here. It says right now, Treasury. As investors digest the data. Okay, so let's get to the data that it's reviewing right now. So here's what we got. Here's what we have yesterday, and here's what basically turned the market upside down. We have the CPI. It came in, it was supposed to come in at 2.9, it came in at 3, just 1/10 higher, and the markets were completely disrupted. That's basically what's happening, and that's how close these numbers are. Now we come over to today, we had initial jobless claims. That came in better than expected. And then we had PPI, producer inflation. Is exposed to go down to 0.3, it came in at 0.4. So yeah, it's lower than previous, but it's higher than expectations. So what are the markets doing right now? Well, we have the equity markets. Let's get over to here. I was checking Bitcoin to see what it was doing. But if you go to the equity markets, we got green on all the indices. We have oil down, which is fantastic news when it comes to inflation. And then we got the 10-year treasury also coming down. And we spoke about the 10-year treasury on yesterday's video, the closing bell. Check that out if you want to see what's going on with the 10-year treasury. Now here's the come over to here, and here's what's going on today. All right, so let me give you a recap of what's happened over the last 2 days. This is what you have to understand is what you're looking at right here. This is a mortgage-backed security bond. It trades on Wall Street. You might own it in your portfolio for retirement or something like that. But we focus in on this bond because the yield on this thing, it's called a mortgage-backed security, right up there, up the top, it says MBS, is how this, here's how it works. Biggest component of your mortgage rate, no matter where you go for your mortgage. Okay, so we focus in on this. If the price of a bond goes up, and we discussed this in yesterday's video as well, the yields on rates come down. So we love when this is up. Let me show you a two-day chart. Here's what happened yesterday. This is what happened yesterday when the consumer price index came out, the CPI, the consumer inflation. Affected. Here's what happened. It just plummeted. Now look where we are. We're almost back to where we were previously. So, head scratcher. We have consumer inflation came in hotter, producer inflation came in lower. So, is it balancing out? Is it a yin and yang? Well, that's what we're trying to figure out here. So, that's the report that we have so far today. I'll be back later at the closing bell. I just want to let you guys know if you're looking to reach out to me, let me show you who I am. But first off, before you do anything, I don't care if you're looking to buy a house, buy a car, we need to stop what's called trigger leads. Okay, here's what trigger leads are. When you call me or you go to the dealership to buy a car, so mortgages or cars, is when that lender or that car dealership or the mortgage company, we pull your credit, what happens is like the do not call list. You know how you probably don't even sign up for half this stuff, but you still get calls. It's kind of like that. So if you got on the do not call list, you're probably wanting to get on this thing. So you want to stop people or the credit agencies from selling your data to financial institutions. So it's not a website I created. It's a national website. So you can go to optoutprescreener.com, scroll down, fill out the details. It'll stop your data from getting sold. Trust me. So here's who I am. My name is Dan Frio. I'm your nationwide mortgage loan officer. Let me explain what I do. So I work at People's Bank. Okay. We're a national bank. And that means, or we're a federal bank. What that means is I'm licensed throughout the whole country. Okay. As well as Puerto Rico. Here's the cool thing. And one of the reasons why I went over there is I'm having a part of all this right now is we're set up with currently 30 different lenders, 30 lenders that we can use their products, their rates, everything. So we're basically your one shop stop. That's why I say one application, one credit pool. We're going Now, if you can do this on your own and your only concern is you just want the best rate in the country, you really don't want a relationship, you don't need any guidance, good luck with you out there. We're looking to partner with people that basically need our assistance. You know, I've been in this business 30 years. Alan's my partner here. He's been in the business probably 20 years. We got a lot of experience in this business. So reach out to us. We'd love to help. There's a couple different ways you can do that. You can click the Apply Now tab right up through here. That application will go right to me. Or you can schedule a consultation with me or Alan. I am on the list now, so you're just going to click right there through there and schedule a consultation. If you want to jump in the front of the line, we'll just scroll down through here. Our phone number is out right now. It's in the process of getting ported over to a new system. So this number is no good. Please email me. Okay, email me at dan@theRateUpdate.com. Please give me your question, give me your concerns, give me your story. Also, give me your phone number and your name. I'd love to call you, answer any questions that you might have, and can answer even some more questions. The number down below that you can call us during the interim while this number is down, and it's going to come right directly to me. So don't worry about it. You're not going to a telemarketing center, a call center, or anything. It will be coming to me, yours truly. So check that out. And other than that, that's my video for today. So I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you learned something today. That's our whole point. I'll be posting a video later today to show you behind the curtains on how we all do all this behind the scenes. I think it's pretty interesting. So check that out later today. But